Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown. Now, my co-host, normal co-host, Bruce McGowan, is off today, but we have two special co-hosts, Mark Honf and Nam Phan, both of Pacific Private Money. Why? Because we are here at the Joe Morgan Celebrity Golf Tournament at the Diablo Country Club in Danville, California. And it's pretty cool because the tournament raises funds to underwrite and advance the mission of Summit Bank Foundation. And they provide college scholarships to high school students. And additionally, money goes to fund innovative research at UCSF, including cancer and stroke research. They've also funded clinical trials for acute myeloid leukemia, breast cancer, lymphoma, and multiple myeloma. That's a mouthful, isn't it, Nam?
That is. That's okay. A lot.
And I tell you, there's a lot of famous people here. I mean, yeah. Besides Joe Morgan, who else we got?
Gosh, supposedly Dave Casper will be here, Vita Blue, Tony La Russa, quite a few. Jeff Barnes, I think he was with, went to Cal and played for the Raiders.
For the Raiders, he got two Super Bowl rings, and Bobby Evans, the general manager of the Giants. I'm sure we'll be able to rope all those guys in for some interviews before the tournament starts.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's a perfect day out today. Not too hot. I think it's supposed to get into, what, the 90s or something like that, but that's a little bit later.
It's a little hot for playing golf.
Are you going to hit the links?
I am, so I'm going to interview a little bit in the beginning with you guys. I'm going to leave it to you, and then I'm going to come back all sweaty and Maybe I won't come back, and I'll let you guys just finish it off.
Well, we're going to rendezvous, I think, with at the fifth hole for lunch.
Oh, that's right.
So watch out for us.
That'll work out. Also, I want to make a mention here for Summit Bank, the bank's willingness to adapt and to innovate with new products. I mean, they're pretty awesome. In fact, I deal with them personally with a resort we have in the Delta, and they treat us really well. They're dedicated to the interests of the East Bay community. And they recognize individuals and businesses which have made outstanding contributions to civic and philanthropic efforts to the community. Good organization. That's Summit Bank in Oakland. Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101 will be right back.
This is Mark Honf, co-host of Mortgage Investing 101. Did you know that you can earn, year in and year out, returns of 8% and more on your savings and retirement accounts? Mortgage-backed investment strategies such as trusted investing and mortgage pool funds can do just that. Since 2008, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments. Find out for yourself how you, too, can profit from these real estate-secured investments. Call 415-883-2150 or visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hunt of Pacific Private Money. Now, today we have another special guest at the Joe Morgan Tournament, and this is Jeff Barnes. And they go, Jeff Barnes, who is he? Well, Jeff Barnes was an NFL linebacker for the Los Angeles and Oakland Raiders, winning Super Bowls in both of them. And under Tom Flores.
When John Madden was my coach, brought me in.
John Madden. Yeah, you can't forget him. Okay, and then Mark's got a quick little point here that he wanted to make.
So your Wikipedia page, Jeff, says that you were known as a special teams superstar, known for your rough and reckless play.
So I want to make sure you ain't going to do this on the interview.
No, I'm going to tackle you two guys right now. You don't watch out. But listen.
So how do you scratch that itch these days?
Well, let me tell you something. I don't. Okay. But let me tell you something. Two-time world champ and special teams. I was a special team captain. And look, I tell all the kids out there, you know, if you just can't, you can't be the quarterback or you can't be the star player all the time, but you want to get out there and hustle and you want to help your team win. And I was, I did that for 11 years with the Raiders, playing special team specialist and team captain and special teams. So, played with Rod Martin and linebacker with some of the greatest linebackers, Ted Hendricks, Phil Filippiano, and Lyle Alzado. So, look, I played with the greatest of all time.
How old are you?
Hey, look, I'm just a baby.
I'm just a baby, man.
No, let me tell you something. Shh, don't tell everybody. Yeah. I'm 63.
I'm trying to get
65 to get that pension. They told me that pension might be pretty large. I'm trying to wait to get it.
Yeah.
But, matter of fact, I went to Haywood High, from Oakland.
Local boy.
Okay. Local boy makes good.
And don't you forget it.
I went to from Oakland. They went to Hayward, Chabot Junior College.
Okay.
Went to Cal Berkeley under Mike White, Chuck Muncy.
Yeah.
We were the only team to make it to the playoffs, and we were in running for the Rose Bowl. We tied with UCLA. If they hadn't beat us, we would have been to the Roses. Cal hasn't been in that position since I left. What's that tell you? They miss me.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this. I mean, special teams, you know, there's talk about how dangerous it is.
Because
you guys got running, you know, 50 miles an hour.
You're running at 100 miles an hour. I had to correct you. At 100 miles an hour, and you go full speed, you know, you're running against some of the biggest guys, the linemen of all time.
Yeah.
And these guys are trying to kill you.
That's right.
So, you know, I had a little speed. So what I did with that speed was I go around them and you go around them, and next thing you know, you make the tackle. And, you know, John Madden and Mr. Al Davis, yep. they love speed. They said speed kills in football. And thank God I had a little bit of it, and it helped me out to last 11 years. But you didn't know. Let me tell you the truth. Yeah. I was starting in 81. 82, I was starting outside linebacker. Well, you know, I got a slight injury. And then my buddy, Rod Martin, got, you know, I love him to death. He went in, and I hadn't been in since. You know? Yeah, I hate when that happens. I hate when that happens, but I love Rod Martin. He's my roommate. He snores. And I love the guy. I love the guy. And he got three interceptions in the Super Bowl. I don't know if you guys know this. Yeah. You know about a lot about baseball. Sure. Let me tell you a little bit about football.
Oh, yeah.
Rod Martin, three interceptions in the Super Bowl, in the Superdome in New Orleans, and it brought him his fame. And he would have got the, you know, he would have been the man to go all the way, but we had Jim Plunkett.
Yeah,
so Jim Plunkett, you know, was the MVP instead
MVP,
of Rob.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, well, is that still a record, three interceptions in Super Bowl?
Three interceptions, I think so, right now. And I tried to get him out here today, but, you know, he's in L.A., and, you know, that guy, he's working very, very, very hard at USC. So I always put my buddy.
You don't think I look old, but, I mean, me and Red Grange were, like, best friends.
Yeah, man, you know, now I look at it, I see the gray on the side.
Yeah, exactly, that's right. Well, my wife and I used to tease each other because she teased me because she got in pretty good shape, and I was kind of getting a little flabby, and she said, hey.
No, you look good.
Well, now I do, but it's because she said, hey, listen, if you don't stay in shape when you're 50, I'm going to trade you in for two 25-year-olds.
Oh, my God. Well, that's incentive right there.
Exactly.
Well, Jeff, for someone who played such rough and tumble positions, you know, you walked up here pretty spry.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
a lot of your brothers in the game, I haven't fared as well.
Well, you know what? Football's a tough game, and I've been blessed to unfortunate that it wasn't too serious. Here, feel this right here on that right there. It's right, feel that little bone right there.
Yeah.
That's a broken bone right there in the hand that, you know.
I'm just looking at those big ass big rings. I'm sorry. I need to say that.
Super Bowl.
Big
rings. Yes,
oh,
right.
My goodness. But, I wish I could show the audience those.
Yeah, I know. You know, when I came in 76 and I saw the guys, the Raiders just won a Super Bowl in 76. I came in 1977. Yeah. I saw the Super Bowl ring on their hand. I said, I want one.
Yeah.
And God helped me to get two.
Yeah, I know. Good
two Super Bowl rings, 81-83, with the Raiders, Raiders.
And the L.A. Raiders.
Yeah, and the L.A. Raiders, yes, sir.
Which we don't talk about that, unfortunately, here in
Oakland.
Well,
you know, we don't, but I like L.A., you know, the traffic's a little heavy, but I like L.A.
Oh, I like L.A. too, but they took our team.
It was an experience.
Yeah. Will you go to Las Vegas to watch the games?
I'm moving to Vegas, man. I'm telling you. Viva Las Vegas.
That stadium's going to be awesome, huh?
That stadium's going to be state-of-the-art. I saw the plans.
The pictures look
right in the center, they're going to have the big flame for Mr. Davis, you know, the memorial for him.
Okay.
And it's going to be indoors. And I heard that the field might be the roll in and out so, you know, you can get sun and then put it and water it and then put it back. So it's going to be a state-of-the-art. And, man, that's what Mr. Davis always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And his son, Mark Davis, is finally doing that for the Raider team.
Good.
And hopefully we'll bring a championship to Oakland before they go.
Yeah, really. Now, at your heyday, what size and weight?
Oh, okay, here we go. Yeah. I was 6'3", 220, and run like a tiger. Fast as meow, as a cat.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
All right, Jeff Barnes from the previous Oakland and
Oakland,
L.A. Raiders.
Los Angeles. Guys, it's been fun,
Thank you.
We're going to have fun today.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl and Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again.
We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Well, welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with my special guest, Mark Hoff of Pacific Private Money.
Indeed.
And we are now joined not only by Vita Blue, but Tony La Russa. Vita, first, finish off your story about Fergie Jenkins.
No, I'm saying that on my birthday, which is July 28th, I'm actually going back to Cooperstown to hang out with Fergie Jenkins. And I was saying that he won the Cy Young in 71 when I won in the American League. And the first and only time two African-American pitchers have won the Cy Young Award.
Oh.
You know, a little bit of black history there.
A little black history there?
Even though it's July.
I know. I was going to say, February's Black History Month, but that's okay. February, July, it's all the same.
I'll tell this story next in February, you know.
Tell it again. Okay. So, Tony La Russa, Hall of Fame coach.
You should watch Vita play pitch.
I did. I'm old enough.
Well, I didn't watch because I was on the bench. I never played.
Tony and Duncan and Reggie and Joe, those guys about 3 or 4 years ahead of me. And actually, Tony wore number 14. I think he did. And I think Ted Kubiak might have won, and it became available number. And I went to number 14 because of Ken Boyer. I was a big Cardinals fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew your number. It was just like the prettiest number. But the fact that the number became available, and I wore number 14. I was a high school quarterback back in Louisiana, so that's why I really wanted number 14.
And my daughter goes to Tulane.
Oh, well, she's a good star.
Yeah, she liked that. It's the angry green waves. I mean, that's got to be intimidating, that one. So both of you guys, what brings you out here to Joe Morgan's tournament besides Joe?
Well, a big part of it is Joe.
Yeah.
And Joe doesn't get involved in anything that's not worthwhile.
Okay.
There's several times the timing was just not right with the All-Star break and coming home. This was a perfect day.
Gotcha.
And same thing. Plus, it involves education. And anytime you're helping kids to better their lives, I'm all for that. Yep. And I do, you know, animal projects, too, when they have the Foundation Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
I guess they lost my number. Maybe an invitation to the mail. I haven't played in a couple of years, you know.
No, that's
waiting.
I'm going to answer that because it's probably, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, we just quit doing the tournament.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay, that's the reason. Okay, it's just not your fault.
No, he'd be the first one. You know, Vita, I'll give you a day in history. It was like maybe 70 or something. We were playing AAA together in Des Moines, Iowa, and everybody talks about it was there. That night, Burt Blyleven and Vita Blue pitched against each other.
Oh.
And we were all talking on both sides. He said, you know, those two guys – we're going to be watching on TV, and the rest of us are not going to be sitting next to him.
Cause oh,
was,
all right.
It was an incredible day. I had a little time in the big leagues in 71 when he won it all. I remember this one time in Detroit when he came in with 50,000 people screaming at him, and he shut them down.
For those folks that are listening out there in radio land, we had a manager named Sherm Lawley. He was the former catcher for the White Sox, and he taught me a lot about the art of pitching. You know, being this young, cocky kid, he would catch me doing side sessions, and he had one of those old mitts where the ball go. It would go, pie, and I'm like, what's wrong? Hey, man, what's going on? You need a new glove.
No problem.
But he had that, boom. And he said, Vidi had a little speech and pen, but Vidi, you got to get the ball down, son. He was right, man. Those big league hitters, they make a living off those hanging fastballs. Yeah. And I was a witness to that a couple times. But, you know, tip of the cap to Sherm Lawley, and thanks, Tony, for reminding me of what life was like in the minor leagues. But you work to get to the major leagues, and you work to stay in the major leagues. But, guys, look, I'm going to let you guys go.
Oh, okay, thanks, Vida, for joining us.
Get out of the way and talk to Ms. LaRusso. So,
thank you, Vida Blue.
So I gave him a plug for his R Foundation.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
nice.
Good,
man. Roof. Yeah, you've been – I mean,
do an entertainment show. I'm going to invite you, too.
Yeah. Because that's actually your kind of project is pets, right?
Dogs and cats. It's hard to believe. We started with the A's. My wife and I, it was 1991, February. We're 27 years old. Got a facility in Walnut Creek. And we started out rescuing dogs and cats, and – about 3 years into it, we realized that, you know, once you preach to the choir, there are more people out there know about animals, like them, but don't love them. So we started doing a complimentary mission where the animals rescue people.
Oh.
So it's no medicine, no machines. It's, you know, you go to hospitals, a lot of victims of violence. We're doing something with veterans now that have PTSD. Okay. So it's inspiring. It's 27 years old.
Yeah, it's amazing when you see, you know, like people in the hospital, older people, and just seeing little animals. You know, they're always happy, and so that's what kind of.
Well, science actually proved. We started getting into it. They showed stats where the blood pressure. If you had high blood pressure, all of a sudden the day the animal shows up.
Interesting.
And, you know, you just relax a little more. This unconditional love is amazing therapy.
Another baseball question I would love to have asked Vida Blue this. We're here with Tony La Russa. You know, a lot of talk about, you know, modifications to the game, how to make it a shorter game. But I don't know if this is going to shorten the game or not, but there's also talk I'm hearing on the radio a lot lately about, you know, an electronic pitching zone. What are your thoughts about, you know, what's going on with the game now and efforts to change it?
Well, that's a hot topic. You hit it around the head.
Yeah.
You know, my last year as a manager was 11. And so for 3 years I worked with MLB. Hmm. Then I went to work with Diamondbacks, now with the Red Sox, where you're not neutral anymore. But during the time I was with MLB, they were really looking at the pace of game.
Yeah.
And it's a tough thing because baseball has its own pace, and there are certain things you don't want to hurry. So what they're really looking at is dead time.
Yeah.
Stuff where nothing happens. There's no action. It's not as entertaining.
Yeah.
So that part of it goes on. They've been crazy with some ideas, and they've discounted them. They've had a couple that really work. But the one thing is true about our game, and I worked on instant replays too.
Okay.
So human error is part of our game. You know, these are men, not machines. You know, Vidi, he might throw a ball top of the strike zone once in a while. A guy will make a great play, make an error. So we don't want to take away the human condition behind the plate. If they miss a couple of calls, if you look at the stats, you know, they get into more than 90% right.
Yeah, but as a manager, though, you get really upset when that one specific call goes against you and it costs a game.
Well, the way we look at it, you know, over the course of the game, they're going to, as long as they're consistent, that's probably the big test of the umpire.
Yeah.
If they miss that pitch, they're going to miss it for the other side, too. And in the end of the, you know, the umpires do a really good job.
Do,
you get beat because you weren't as good as the other team.
Yeah, and it's interesting how when you look at instant replay, how many of these umpires actually did get it right.
Yeah,
and you know it's interesting. I heard on the radio talk after a game that I thought was interesting is, you know, there's talk that, you know, pitching has gotten so much better, or at least, you know, hitting has gotten, you know, the averages are down. So you know, you got a hitter who's not only got to worry about the pitcher, but he's got to worry about, you know, where the strike zone is, you know, who's behind him calling the shots. And the same thing with the pitcher. You know, he used to just have to worry about the batter. Now he's got to worry about whether his, you know, strike zone is going to be low, is going to be high. Yeah. As an argument for, hey, maybe we should just try the electronic strike zone and see what happens.
No chance. You know, a lot of times instead of explanations or excuses, the reason averages are down because they've gotten this craze now where they're trying to launch three times. And they'll swing and miss. The strikeouts are off the charts high.
Yeah.
That's an approach thing. You've always tried to get the ball in the air because that's how you get extra bases. But baseball forever has taught there are many, many times you just got to put the stinking ball in play. Mm. So even now, while we're swinging wildly, players are just rearing back. I mean, pitchers are now, it's more throwing in many cases than pitching. A guy, a pitcher of Arizona, say Zach Greinke.
Yeah.
He's a pitcher. And you guys that, like Vida pitched to the edges. He didn't throw too many balls down the middle. So
like
you combine
corners,
better pitching instead of throwing and better hitting instead of swinging, and the game will be more entertaining.
I mean, I do like instant replay, but I think I would have a hard time with the strike zone thing. Because, again, if you take too much of the human element out of it, it really does, that part of it, I think, does take away from the game.
Even now they talk about instant replay. You don't have as many arguments. People like to see the manager in the upper glass. So now it's a machine. What are you going to do? You're
going to argue with the machine.
Pull the plug? I mean, that didn't work.
Pull the plug.
Well, Tony, thank you again for being
my
our
pleasure,
guest.
Again. Thanks for helping Joe and the kids.
Absolutely.
Tony La Russa.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanfa, Pacific Private Money, our special guest, because Bruce McGowan is off today. And now our next interview is with Alan Kennedy, who is an offensive tackle signed by the Redskins, but fortunately he ended up with the 49ers, two-time Super Bowl champion in 16, Super Bowl 16 and Super Bowl 19.
Correct.
Remind the audience which Super Bowls they were.
Super Bowl 16 was in Detroit.
Against?
And then Super Bowl 19 was in Stanford. Thank you.
Okay, but I mean, Stanford. Okay, that was the one with against
So the Detroit game was against the Bengals the first time.
Gotcha. Oh, that's okay. Right.
And then the second game, Miami game at Stanford there.
And that first one was really close.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, the first half was 20-0, and then we let them come back and make it interesting, and then the goal line stand.
Okay, now you're an offensive tackle. How tall are you?
6'8".
But were you 6'8 when you played?
6'7".
Really? I mean, that's pretty tall for being offensive.
Now, you also don't look that heavy. Were you heavier than your playing weight?
I was about 280.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Trust me, it was an effort to put the weight on. Most people look at me and say, Al, you had to diet. I said, diet to gain weight. And I ask them, you diet to lose weight, how hard that is? And they look at me like I'm crazy. I said, it's hard.
Gotcha. And what brings you out here to the Joe Morgan tournament?
I've been coming to this tournament for a number of years. And over the course of the summer, I played probably about 8 or 10 different tournaments like this. The only time I play golf.
So you must be pretty good.
At putting.
At putting, exactly. Well, hey, they don't call me Duffer for nothing.
There you are. I'll carry the bags and putt.
So how old were you when the 49ers went to their first Super Bowl?
Geez, I was 24.
So how exciting was that? To be part of an organization, a Cinderella team, totally unexpected, picked not to win by the newscasters I remember listening to right before the game.
Yeah.
And that must have been amazing.
Well, even, you know, being for the catch, right? And then Danny White almost bringing him back. Here I am telling the whole story. Alan, tell us something.
So many things there. Well, as you said earlier, drafted by the Redskins were released. And I flew in that first game. They lost to Detroit. And they actually started 1-2. And then they started to win.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot.
And then
there
was another game, I think, until Cleveland. And then we won out.
Well, everybody beats Cleveland, so that doesn't count. But no, I'm sorry.
They beat us.
Still today.
They beat us.
They beat you. Oh, okay.
Kind of reset the clock there and humble us a little bit.
There you go.
Okay, anybody can beat us, so we need to play that much harder. But I tell people the most important thing, that I guess not the most important, but we only lost one starter for one game the entire year.
Yeah.
One starter, one game the entire year. Everybody played every game.
And well, that probably played a big part in it because, you know, injuries really can make or break a team in every league. You know, baseball, basketball, we've seen it happen.
Well, especially a team sport. I mean, you know, baseball is a little bit more individualistic, but in the NBA or the NFL, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so there's always a little bit of luck involved and timing and fortune.
So true. And, players are talking about it and fans are also talking about this season coming up and what we did last year and finished up 5-0.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody, I said, okay, that's a nice finish, but we're starting a new season, and just stay healthy.
Well, Garoppolo seems pretty good. I mean, he's
the team looks great on paper.
Yeah.
How excited are you for the new season?
Pretty excited. I mean, this is their fifth
still
year
a big
new
fan?
Stadium.
Yeah.
I go to every game. I like to, I tailgate now. I have fun. I get in the stadium there. The Niners are really bent over backwards for the alumni.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've said this before on the show that, you know, quarterbacks I like to see when a quarterback really thanks his offensive line because if you have a terrible offensive line, I don't care how good a quarterback you are, you're not going to do well. I mean, I remember even playing flag football in my stupid offensive line. I threw more interceptions than I even threw passes, if you can believe that.
You got to take care of your boys there. Maybe throw them a dinner every once in a while, pat them on the back, mention them in the paper.
Did Joe used to, like, appreciate you and thank you guys?
Running back, everybody. Walsh, what they created there in that time, my 5 years, and the 5 or 10 years after that, too, was amazing. And from Eddie down, it's just an organization that just wouldn't put up with any crap. And everybody got on board, and if not, the veterans took the young ones aside and said, okay, this is how we do this here.
Are you in communication with your old teammates today?
We have. I'm obviously a member of the NFL alumni. Right. On the California chapter. We just had our golf tournament last month, and we have a clay shoot in October. We have alumni weekend, the Ram game. So 3 times a year, I really get to see a lot of the guys if they choose to come back. Alumni is open up to anybody. If they want to fly out, they come back.
How about ADD?
Well, last year we did the big thing for Dwight.
Dwight, yeah.
What
yeah.
he
I mean,
did
that was tough.
For all that 81 team to bring him out there and put us up for a couple of days. Eddie's a special person.
That really helps when you have good ownership like that. And that must have been really hard to lose Dwight.
I mean, we had players come to our team and go, wow, you guys really have it.
Isn't that amazing?
You get it.
Yeah.
This team gets it.
And the new regime, I think, I get the feeling they're trying to bring back some of that that old spirit there. They're communicating more with the old players. Are you feeling that yourself?
Well, last year, they come out with a yearbook every year, 49 yearbook. And, and last year they had in the yearbook a pin for the alumni. And this pin allows you anywhere in the stadium, any club in the stadium.
Wow.
And I guess it's a big wow. So alumni weekend came around. I said, guys, where's your pin? What pin? The pin you... I just threw that away. Didn't read the letter.
Oh, no.
I said, and they're begging for the pin.
My goodness.
And the higher up said, no, we had your opportunity there. They're just checking themselves. So read everything they said you. But that said, they've always embraced the alumni. You know, from Bill Walsh and R.C. Owens to now Guy McIntyre and his group there. Guy and Keene are still there. They're probably the two that have moved up the farthest in the organization. And it's always comfortable when I come back that I played with these guys. So I feel... welcome.
Gotcha. Well, Alan, thank you so much. I know the golf tournament's going to start pretty soon. Really appreciate Alan Kennedy joining us for an interview on Sports Econ 101.
My
Someone is searching your name or business online. What will they find? Do you have negative search results online? Do you have false accusations? Records from a legal situation or bad press from your past? To reclaim your reputation, call 1-888-WE-DELETE or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. That's 1-888-933-3538 or visit GuaranteedRemovals.com. If there is any negative information about you online, GuaranteedRemovals.com will permanently delete it for you. That's right, it is possible to remove negative content from the internet. And GuaranteeRemovals.com is the only company focusing on permanently deleting negative online content. We have successfully removed over 10,000 links, including news articles, arrest records, legal documents, business complaints, blogs, pictures, videos, and more. We offer a no-money upfront guarantee. You don't pay until your online content is removed. Call 1-888-WE-DELETE to talk to our dedicated specialists who are here to assist you. That's 1-888-933-3538 or GuaranteedRemovals.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners, I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email edward@sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to? I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email edward@sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's edward@sportsecon101.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff of Pacific Private Money. And our special guest is a really special guest because it's the Joe Morgan Invitational, and we have Joe Morgan here. Hall of Fame baseball player, one of the all-time good guys. Joe, how you doing?
Thank you very much. I like the last statement.
You like
best.
The last one? That's the best one. Okay. So how did you get involved with Summit Bank and the tournament?
Well, if you want to know the truth about it, this is probably my 30th golf tournament. You know, I started years and years ago. One of my daughters wanted to do some things for people at Christmas and so forth. And I said, well, why not do something all year round? So I started golf tournaments there. This is my 16th year with Summit Bank. Mm. Shirley Nelson, when you talk about great people, Shirley Nelson's a great person. Okay. And I've known her all these years. She's always wanted to help people. And she asked me if I would put my name on her tournament. And I stopped doing mine, so I would do this. Okay. So. That's kind of how I got started. But, again, you know, Shirley's done such great things in the community, and it's just fabulous.
And is there any specific link to the myeloid leukemia? Because there's been other charities that you've done.
We try to find things every year. We've done a lot. Most of the things we do are scholarships for kids. And kids are – that's my youth foundation. I have the Joe Morgan Youth Foundation. And all of my, you know – charity work goes toward the youth foundation and youth. Shirley wanted to do something for cancer research and several other entities. As I tell you, she does everything. And so last year we made a very large donation to UCSF, the Leukemia Foundation. They had a trial they were going and a study that they're doing, and they're just doing a fabulous job over there. So she asked, you know, the board decided that we would give them some money, and we're going to give them some more this year, but I don't know how much. Last year we gave them a tremendous amount, over six figures.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is this a particular type of leukemia that
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of
the study. Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, me either. The study is done, you know, by Dr. Manis and his group, and I've gone to, you know, they've done just a lot of different things, and I guess it is a special kind of leukemia, yes.
Well, okay to talk a little baseball?
Okay. Fine with me.
All right, so you had the Hall of Fame career with the Astros and the Reds and the Giants and the A's, and then you moved into the booth.
Yes.
But you're not doing the booth anymore, are you?
No. Okay. No, I retired. John Miller's still doing it. Yeah. He works for the Giants. I retired from broadcasting about 7 years ago, I guess. Right now, I work, you know, with the Reds and doing my own thing in a lot of different ways, and just I'm still vice chairman of the board of the Hall of Fame, which is coming up next weekend to induct the players, and I'm going up to Cooperstown for that. So it's been a pretty tough week. I got off a plane last night. I got home about 12 something. I had to go to Washington, to do something that I promised someone I would do, and then I had to get on a plane and fly back here, and I'm supposed to fly back to Washington day after tomorrow, but I don't think I'm going to make
that one. I was going
to
say, because you said your knee, you're having problems with your knee.
Yeah, I'm not going to make that one. Well, I had a knee replacement, and it got infected, and that's probably the worst thing that can happen. The first knee I had done here locally, Dr. Salyapan did it, and it was fabulous. I mean, six weeks later, I was playing golf, never had another problem with it. Second one was done by someone else, and it did not work out well, and that's where I am. But it's getting better. I mean, it's a long road back. You know, it takes a long time for them to, first of all, to get the infection out. That's been out for a year and plus now, but you know, after during that time, your knee atrophies and everything else. So it's been look, I've gone from here to here, and I've got about this much more to go. So I'm fine with it.
So you're going to get back in uniform afterward?
No.
You're going to be watching the All-Star game like the rest of us on TV this year, huh?
Yes, of course.
It's not the same, though. I mean, I got to be honest with you. The All-Star game, for some reason, and I can't quite put my finger on it, it's just not the same as it was, you know, when you were playing.
Well, it's definitely not the same, and I don't want to sound like it was better when I played.
It was.
That kind of thing.
Sorry, it was. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, when I played, I was in the National League. That was the American League. And the National League always figured we were better than the American League, and they vice versa.
Yeah.
So that was a way to prove it, right? It wasn't just now we have so many interleague games, and people play each other all the time, so it's a little different. There was true animosity when we played.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so and it's different.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, the idea of, you know, the home team for the World Series doesn't make any sense at all, But there was a sense of pride, and then there also, you got paid a little bit more if you won, but there really was more of that sense of pride of being either the National or the American.
Well, it was the pride. I have to tell you, the first All-Star game I went to, Willie Mays, McCovey, Hank Aaron, all the greatest players in the world were there, and I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, you figure this out.
That's awesome.
And I listened to him talk about the pride of the National League and how we got to go show these guys who are the best. And that stuck with all of us, you know, the young guys that were coming up after Mays them to take their place, so to speak, in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
So I've never gone to an All-Star game and lost. I might as well say that, too.
Oh, is that right?
No, because every All-Star game, every All-Star game I went to, we went with that idea. We've got to win.
Yeah.
And the guys in the clubhouse had the same thing. So afterwards, it was always a great celebration.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was both a Giants fan and an A's fan, but I always rooted for the National League. It was just something in my blood.
Absolutely.
And it's funny like that. Well, look, National League baseball was the baseball you grew up playing, so to speak, and your parents played. You know, once you added a designated hitter, it changes the game. It changes a lot of things. So I'm not sure that they're going to put I keep hearing that they're going to put the DH in the National League. I would hate that because the strategy and other things are going to be gone. But, you know, look, we move forward and we just –
Well, everyone wants to see someone hit. They don't want to see pitchers just standing up there and taking strikes because, you know, they don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, but do we actually see guys hit?
Well, Madison Bumgarner can actually hit. Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, do we see other players hit?
Oh.
The strikeouts, there's more strikeouts now than hits and stuff. So how many of those guys are actually hitting?
Well, I wonder how much of that it has to do with all the specialty pitching. You know?
Look, everybody's got their reasons, and I'm like you. I have my own. I don't know who's correct. I don't think it's so much the pitching as it is the philosophy. Guys are trying to hit home runs now.
Gotcha.
And remember, it's called that, what do they call it, the launch angles
and all this kind of stuff.
Now, I don't know about you, but if you've seen a ball coming at you at 90-something miles an hour, how are you going to get underneath that when it's moving?
Swing about a week early.
Yeah, well, and that's what happens. Yeah. So you end up with a lot of strikeouts, you know, guys swinging, you know, for the fences and pitchers pitching against them. So I think it's a combination of everything. I think the pitching, sometimes you say the specialized pitching. In the late innings, that's true because, you know, sixth inning, you don't see the same starter out there much anymore. So the last three innings of the game, you could say that.
Well, I think, too many of these young players hit they go with that philosophy, chicks dig the long ball.
Hey, I have to tell you, chicks do dig the long ball.
but it's not
that easy to hit it.
No, but you hit you hit some dingers.
Well, I was very fortunate that I got to play in that era that I played against, and I get this guy just sitting next to me, Vida Blue. We're talking about the All-Star game. I always use this story when I see Vida because we were playing, and Vida was starting the All-Star game.
Okay.
So I told him, I said, man, if I don't get a hit, I'm going to tell the boys back home that you were tough on me. So I dribble one up the middle for a base hit, and he looks over at me and says, are you okay now? I said, I'm okay. So, and that was it. So, you know, the one thing that I have to say that I was always laxed in is that I never had a chance, you know, we played the A's in the World Series in 72, and that was the year that Vida, I guess, he held out. He wasn't one of the starters. And I always felt that I got cheated. because I always wanted to. Man, I always wanted to face the best. I got a chance to face Sandy Koufax and those guys. Yeah. It wasn't a bad day for me. That was a good day. You're facing the best challenge. And we didn't get the challenge of their best pitcher, and by the blue being in the rotation. They beat us anyway, but
the only bone to pick with that is, when they do these greatest teams of all time, we beat the 7-2 Cincinnati Reds, and they're ranked ahead of us. Work?
But we got better.
That's true.
Remember, our 75-76 team was better than the 72 team.
Yeah, but they also won 73 and 74.
You don't think our 73-74 team got better? How the hell we didn't get better if we didn't win another two in a row, Joe?
Man,
there have only been two teams that win three in a row. The Yankees did it five. They did a couple times. They won five in a row at one time. But we're the only other team to do three in a row. We beat you guys. No way you can be ranked ahead of us.
Well, we have to be.
It sounds like a brawl is going to break out here at Sports Econ 101.
We have to be ranked ahead of you guys, Vida.
How so?
Bench, Rose, Perez,
Catfish, Reggie, Raleigh.
All right, let's stop.
Okay, but I got to tell you, my favorite part of the 72 World Series was poor Johnny Bench with Raleigh
Fingers.
And he's
over there yelling, Johnny! Too late. Slide on the black. I can hear him on the mic. Johnny, look out! It's a joke. They're not walking you.
Exactly.
I knew they weren't walking him.
See?
Johnny said he heard me now, but he couldn't focus.
What happened was he probably looked down and said, hey, Joe, what'd you say?
Yeah,
and then there it was, right?
He made another good point. He couldn't have hit it anyway. It was slider on the black.
It was right out there.
Yeah, it was.
I got to say, but one of my favorite endings to a game was I can't even remember now, but someone was, this happened actually about the last like 10 years. It was an intentional walk, and the Giants, I think, had a guy on third base. And the pitcher threw it over the head of the catcher on an intentional walk, and the guy just ran home. That was the end of the game.
That's why they stopped it. I guess
that's good. It doesn't.
No, it's not good.
No, it takes you 30 seconds to walk a guy.
Yeah. That's
and that's the human element. That's the part of the game that you cannot remove
all the time,
because a guy may throw one away or a guy may swing.
Yeah. That's true. Now, okay, so, guys.
I'm going to let you talk to Vida.
Okay. Okay, Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Because I got to get over here and do some
stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
One last question, though. Yeah.
Instant replay. Yeah. Like it or don't like it?
I like it for the foul lines, okay? To see if the ball was a home run or if it was fair
or
foul.
Or scoring type play.
Yeah, scoring. But I don't like when they have to lead the players on the field. Yeah.
To see first base.
Yeah.
If they make the tag.
Yeah, was it two outs?
The human element is a big part of baseball.
And we're trying to legislate against that, and that's not good. But, hey, man. Again, I'm old school, so.
So am I.
That's okay. Hey, I'm so old that the ball used to be square, so. Thanks again. Take care of that knee.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Poor guy comes to the tournament, he can't even play because of his knee.
Yeah. I'll see you all, man. It's okay.
All right.
What you got, guys? Whatever you need.
Okay. We got a few minutes left. So now, I've had you on the show a few times, but this is the first time we get to meet in person.
Live and in person.
That's it. Hey, am I more handsome than I
were?
Nah, you're okay.
Well, I don't know if you're more handsome. You have a face for radio.
Thank you very much.
I guess we all do. That's why we're on radio, huh?
Well, it's funny. I thought you were a current player. You look so young.
Yeah, but I feel like poop. I'm still in my girlfriend's night cream. It's working, but I just have to lift.
No, Edwin's right, man. You look good. You do look good.
Yeah, you look great. How old are you?
Thank you so much, guy. All right, Joe.
Well,
see you, Joe. That's good.
But how old are you now?
I am 63. I'll be 69 if the good Lord says the same July 28th.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
You do look really good.
I'm taking a trip to Cooperstown. I'm going to go hang out with Fergie Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Jenkins is a Canadian descent. He was born and raised in Canada.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today. I'm Edward Brown, your host. I tell you, I am beat after all that golf in 100-degree weather.
Yeah,
whereas you and Mark were just kind of sipping pina coladas all day.
Yeah,
and
it was great.
Interviewing the Raiderettes?
Yeah, that was tough. That was hard work.
I'm sure it was. Well, I got to golf with Mel Gray. So he's 69 years old, and he played for the football team, St. Louis Cardinals. Very good wide receiver. That rascal could whack the ball. I mean, here I am, 11 years younger. I had to kind of like hit a little bit extra harder to kind of say, hey, I'm not going to be held up by an old guy.
I sat next to him at lunch. He was such a nice man.
Yeah.
And he looks great.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, a lot of the athletes still look young to me.
Okay, so we also played with Al Andrews, who played with O.J. Simpson, and in this time the glove did, they say the glove if it don't fit you can't commit or you got to quit.
Yeah.
Well, this time the glove did fit.
It fit his
left hand there very well. And Bobby Evans played with us, and he was good. And Greg Colosso, who is a friend of mine, also a real estate broker, is on the senior tour.
Oh.
And he kind of helped us out. Do you know we shot 11 under par and we came in eighth place?
Wow.
I think
well, it's
ringers.
A scramble tournament, right?
It is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Usually the scores are can be pretty low.
I know, but 11 under, though, that's pretty good.
That is.
And I believe it or not, I even held my own.
Really? How many of the shots were you responsible for?
You have to use a couple of tee shots from everyone. And we actually used three or four of mine, surprisingly. And my putting was good. I guess when you play with better players, it brings up your game.
There were 11 teams, right?
Something like that, yeah.
You guys came in 11th?
Yeah. No, we came in 8th.
Oh, 8th.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. There were 8 teams, right?
Yeah. No, there were 6 teams and we came in 8th place. You rascal. Oh, well, anyway, I want to thank both Nam Phan and Mark Hanf of Pacific Private Money for filling in for Bruce McGowan. It took 2 of you to fill in for him, but that's okay.
I know.
No, but anyway, I was out there playing golf, and so we had you guys taking over for both of us, really, and you guys did a very good job.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it. So, with that, we're going to say goodbye. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. So long.